for 700 years. So it's based on free energy. So the heavens and the Anunnaki, whatever you're talking about in all forms of monotheistic religion, everything they basically talking about is beyond the ice wall. And the reason, not a coincidence. So there's a reason why. And right before you had, you know, the shutdown in 2020 and 2019, they had the deep state shadow government. They had a meeting in Antarctica. It was a secret meeting they had in 2019, right before you had the shutdown of the draconian juice. So they took an excavation to Antarctica. And the reason that was is because they had a meeting with the Luciferian Anunnaki. So one thing you got to understand about the simulation is literally like Lucifer. And I'm going to show you that here in a second. But the beast is the Canaanite. The Canaanite are the ones who is cultivated by the 13 bloodlines of the Illuminati, who is also being protected by the nine knights, who is also the nine of the divine nine of the Boulay system, right? That is comprised of your Canaanite bloodline, right? So that means that the evil reptilian is actually Lucifer. And I'm the reason that is, the reason they have to use the Canaanite to complete these ritualistic sacrifices within the simulation, because that's basically how they feed off the sustenance of human beings on the planet, right? So Antarctica, that's what the meeting was about. The deep state shadow government, they had a meeting with the Luciferian Anunnaki. Now, where we go? I got to show you this here for a second. I got to go all the way down. Because I got to show you that, you know, a lot of people who are stuck inside of monotheistic religion, they're never going to be able to comprehend, you know, when it comes to extraterrestrial entities. They're never going to comprehend it because, like I said, they're boxed in from a indoctrinated program. So when you go to when you go to the Holy Tablets, it says Anunnaki in part reptilian, Lucifer, a product of a mixed marriage, being the son of the two beings, the reptilian Tarnish, raped the Anunnaki Malita, which made Lucifer part reptilian. Now, we're going to get back to this here in a second, because I'm going to demonstrate. A lot of people don't understand how shape-shifting and the mechanics of it and how it works, but I'm going to demonstrate that as we get through the presentation. But I had to show you that Lucifer is actually a draconian reptilian, and his palace is actually in Antarctica. And Antarctica is a frozen library. It's a frozen library of knowledge. It's a part of the sleep spell, because when Antarctica unthaws, that's where the pole shift is going to take place, and that's where the sleep spell is going to be eradicated. It all coincides with psychotronic magic. Psychotronic magic is really occult cybernetics, basically. So now, they had the meeting in Antarctica. So as I was telling you guys before, when you're talking about the word Ilihun of what you see right here, where my cursor is at, Ilihun is equated to the word Ilii. Ilii is either referring to the Most High or the supreme places above Jannah, right? The Garden of Eden or paradise. So Ilihun of what, like I said, you see the word paradise right here. It's speaking about this in the Holy Quran, chapter 83. Paradise, Ilihun, Ilii. So then when you go to Holy Tablets, it shows you Ilihun, right? This is why I said that you have to do the scholarship, because if you don't do the damn scholarship, your ass is going to get lost in the sauce and you're not going to understand the diametrical differences between good and evil. That's why I said you got to break down these words. You got to study. You can't just, you know, just be in the sun and just getting downloads. You have to confirm your download through the edification, through the knowledge that you're basically demonstrating whenever you're reading books, whenever you're watching documentaries. You do that to confirm the download and basically enhance the download, right? So don't you know, take misinformation from people telling you that, oh, you ain't got to read no books from man and stuff like that, because just like men on the planet get downloads too, and they put them inside books. So that's why I said it's an ancient library. Antarctica is an ancient library, and that library is connected to our neurological functions when you're talking about the Akashic records, right? Because when the pole shift takes place, the pole shift takes place in the body first before it actually takes place on the planet, right? And the reason I say that is because When it goes through the unraveling process of your DNA structure of what we call junk DNA, when it goes through the unraveling process, that's when you're able to activate the subconscious mind and pull out information from the Akashic records, which is basically the library of the DNA of the library, same thing. So that means that your genetic format is tether connected to Antarctica. You can't dig into the Akashic records. You can't really go deep into the knowledge that deep until Antarctica, the frozen library is unthawed. Umar is doing. Y'all caught up into celebrity gossip, right? Don't nobody give a damn about what's taking place when you're talking about, external stimulation and many different forms of psychological operations and distractions. Nobody cares about that stuff. What you need to be worried about is this stuff right here because they're basically telling you what time it is, right? Says paradise. The Great Wall, outside the ice wall. The 19th galaxy is beyond the ice wall. This is why they have the no-fly zone, the sigil of Lucifer. Lucifer, his palace is basically in Antarctica. So that's why the Deep State Shadow Government, they had a secret meeting in Antarctica connected to Saturn and the moon. Now, this is why I was talking about the three suns, right? The three suns is what creates a tachyon. But before we get started with that, I'm going to show you another video. Like I said, if you feel like I'm cooking up some information, some much needed information, put the rice bowls in the chat. Put the rice bowls in the chat. You already know what time it is. Put the rice bowls in the chat. And put Dr. Malachi Z. York was right in the chat. That's important. They gave that man 175 years for no reason. And he was right the whole time. And I'm showing you by way of imagery and etymology that he was right the whole damn time. Understand that. Share this video, please. All right. Hold on for a second. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we finna get to the video.
Colossal is tearing through the heavens faster than anything.
Notice he said it's tearing through the heavens. Remember what I told you the heavens was. They told you that the Superboss cluster was the paradise. It tells you in Holy Quran, chapter 83, that Ilia is also known as the paradise. And then when you break down the etymology of the word Superboss cluster, it is also known as the Great Wall. What's the Great Wall? The ice wall. So that means that the heavens, the paradise is beyond the ice wall that he's actually speaking about. And westernized media. I'm gonna play the video.
We've seen before. It's not just space, dust, or a rogue rock. This might be an interstellar messenger. Scientists are scrambling. The cosmos has thrown us.
Now remember, we also in the time of Gemini. Gemini is gonna be in Uranus all the way up until the year of 2033. But Gemini is also associated with the messenger, just like he said, right? Everything lines up. The receipts is receding, right? Play it back. All these movies, the truth is inside the movies. I keep telling y'all that. It's not inside the books. The books in itself, yes, it can give you edification and downloads and help you the human population. So like I said, everybody's not gonna make it. Stop trying to save everybody. Stop trying to save empty vessels, people who are.
Three Eye Atlas. This is the path of the cosmic object.
Now they said that the object is basically called the Three Eye Atlas. And then remember in my last transmission, when I was talking about the 6-minute solar eclipse that's going to be taking place on August 2nd. And that 6-minute solar eclipse, how you know that this interstellar object that they're basically talking about is not going to come here until 2027 and it's going to hover over the whole planet for about 6 minutes, which can lead up to the 3 days of darkness. I'm not saying that's going to happen. That's just, from my own, logical assertions.
In its present trajectory, it will fly deep through the solar system, passing just inside the orbit of Mars. Scientists are baffled. Is it a rogue comet, an ancient relic flung from a dying star system? Or could it be something even more thrilling? An alien probe silently scanning our solar neighborhood? Make no mistake. This is no regular orbiting rock. It's cutting across the solar system at a blistering pace. This new cosmic visitor is similar to Oumuamua, which created quite a buzz for its unique shape, which is unlike any other asteroid. Oumuamua was first detected on October 2017. With telescopes around the world now locked on target, and probes soon adjusting their gaze, the race to decipher this enigma is on. The universe just knocked on our front door. What mysteries does this three-eye atlas hold?
So who are these aliens living among us? They're called crypto-terrestrials. They're highly advanced.
Speaking about the crypto-terrestrials, I actually did a video about the crypto-terrestrials, and they actually tried to remove the video. And if after this video, I might put it at the end of the video, a link or whatever. I might put it in the comments or whatever. But there's a video that I talked about the crypto-terrestrials, and they almost removed the video. But I'm going to keep playing the video.
Advanced, incredibly deceptive, and they're capable of hiding in plain sight. There are several theories on the origins of these crypto-terrestrials. Some speculate an advanced ancient civilization was destroyed, with only a few surviving in secrecy, possibly...
They operate on fourth octave ether. And the reason that is that they have the ability to absorb all forms of technological radiation, and they use it for cloaking. It's a cloaking technology to where it's able to bend the photon-like spectrum by way of frequencies. That's, like I said, this is why...
The biological anthropology professor who conducted this study, Michael Masters, joins us now. Okay, professor. Have you seen one of these, what are they called, crypto-terrestrials living among us?
I have not seen one personally, no. And actually, the study is a very conservative approach to this question. As you did a great job highlighting in your intro piece there, this is a real phenomenon, and we need to take it seriously, and we need to start asking the questions about what are they, who are they, where are they coming from, potentially when are they coming from, and even could they have set up shop here on Earth in the past and be living amongst us?
Wow, you say it's a real phenomenon. How do we know it's a real phenomenon?
I mean, if you look across time and space, these have been reported for millennia. And even if you don't want to take that at face value, look at the cockpit videos, look at all of the reports by military police officers whose testimony we can certainly take seriously because they're trained to identify things that are a threat and they're trained to identify things that are unexplainable. And there's so many cases where they do report just that.
So the difference is we all see these things or hear about them visiting, right, in the spaceship or there's a sighting. But this study takes it a step further. It's saying they're living among us. Does that mean, like, Gutfeld's an alien and he's just disguised as a cable TV host?
It's certainly.
Here's another thing, though. Don't get caught up into the information so much to the point where you think this is all being engineered by the Anunnaki and all this other stuff, because Project Bluebeam does exist. And that's a part of the program as well. So this could be the segue for Project Bluebeam is setting the stage for it, right? But also, like I said, everything in the Matrix is very tricky. Remember, you know, during that broadcast, it was put out that, you know, it was a possibility that Dr. Umar could be a part of the FBI because his ex-girlfriend, she seen like papers and it had the FBI symbol, and he hurried up and took the papers off the kitchen table, right? So how you know that they're not using him as a catalyst in the form of distraction right now to deviate from the fact that everything that's taking place on the planet right now is, as we're going through the reset, how do you know that they're not using Dr. Umar Johnson as a distraction to distract the conscious community from what's really going on, which is this type of stuff, everything that I'm breaking down in the video? So that's why I said the matrix and everything can be very tricky. That's why I say you got to be very meticulous and you got to use your intuition and you got to use your mental and your spiritual fortitude to break down the illusion, right? Just because they look like us don't mean they us.
Certainly possible, and I would look into that because you never know. Yeah. But we should take the question of UFOs seriously. What we're trying to do is offer a grounded scientific approach to some possibilities about what they might be. So, yeah, there have been other proposals as well. Me personally, I've written 3 books about whether they could be future human time travelers coming back to visit their own past, and in the same way I would as a biological anthropologist if I had access to that technology. And that is one of the possibilities we include in the.
Well, we are tracking a new discovery this afternoon. Scientists just finding something beyond our skies. Here's 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with those details.
History was just made amongst the stars last week with the discovery of an interstellar object coming to our solar system from a galaxy far, far away. This marks just the 3rd time on record a celestial body has crossed into our solar system from another. The object, which we now have confirmed from astronomers.
Anytime you have a planet from a different star system that's entering our star system of what we call the Earth zone or the Milky Way star constellation, what happens is they call that an exoplanet. And an exoplanet is also known as a rogue planet because a rogue planet has the ability to create its own autonomous infrastructure. It has its own solar system. We're going to get into that as well as we get through the presentation, but I'm going to finish the video. So an exoplanet is a planet that's coming from beyond.
That point is about 150 million miles away. Back to you.
Now, I didn't know this. Almost all cosmic visitors like comets and asteroids come from within our solar system, not from some galaxy far, far away. And that's because it's very hard for a cosmic object to break away from a star's gravitational pull. Now, I know this because only the 3rd interstellar object ever recorded has been in the news. 3I Atlas was spotted on 1st of July by NASA. Now, this comet-like object is racing towards the sun at over 133,000 miles per hour. Before you ask, no, it poses no threat to Earth.
A titanic celestial object has ripped through the edge of our solar system. Hurling through space at a velocity that challenges belief, this is no ordinary asteroid, nor a regular orbiting rock. This is the largest, fastest, and only the 3rd confirmed interstellar object ever recorded by humanity. The object was initially labeled as A11PL3Z, but later renamed to 3I Atlas, where 3I denotes its status as the 3rd interstellar object detected.
3I Atlas was discovered.
Notice that. Look at why they got planet Earth looking like that. Now, I'm going to show you something that's in a close emulation that was inside Dr. York's publication. It shows you the planet Earth being broken off, right? That's what Alpha and Omega is, because in the inception of time, the planet broke off due to the extraction of plutonium bombs and broke planet Earth in half, planet Tiamat. It talks about that in the Holy Tablets. So how you know that this 3I Atlas, this so-called, you know, comet or a probe or whatever, when it's really a cylindrical craft, how you know that this is not coming back and it contains a certain G-force to where it's going to cause, you know, and mess up the, you know, and cause a biological, you know, a humanitarian crisis on the planet? How you know that this probe or this comet or the 3I Atlas is not going to create the same type of dynamic that happened during the time when you had the resets? You had many different floods before the flood of Noah. You had about 4 or 5 resets, you know, that happened before the flood of Noah, right? So how you know that this interstellar object is not coming to do the same thing, right? And I'm going to show you a close-up image of what was in Dr. Malachi York's publication that shows you the same depiction.
It denotes its status as the 3rd interstellar object detected.
3I Atlas was discovered on July 1st by the NASA-funded Atlas Survey. It was discovered using their telescope at Rio Hurtado in Chile, and it was first detected as a speck of light moving relative to background stars. We collected a good amount of data, more than 100 observations. We know its trajectory fairly well. We know it came from outside the solar system. Right now, it's inside the orbit of Jupiter, and it's headed for its closest pass to the sun at the end of October. That's going to be barely inside the orbit of Mars, and then it's going to keep going on its way out of the solar system.
The first interstellar object ever seen from Earth was called Oumuamua. The name means scout in Hawaiian.
In 2017, that was also the first year where they had the solar eclipse that also created the ancient Alph symbol. I'm going to demonstrate that as we get through the presentation as well. Remember, 2017, that was a part of the 2023 solar eclipse and the 2024 solar eclipse that created the ancient Hebrew Alph symbol over the geographical landmass of America, which created the judgment symbol. And that judgment symbol, the ancient Alph symbol, represents the number 19, which is Alpha and Omega.
Chosen to
hide, right? It's getting so easy to the point where it's almost like they putting it in our face to see who's going to catch on of what's taking place. You got to scratch your head and think about that, right? Why, in fact, why does the Vatican hold a UFO conference? It's called Wake Up. It's time to wake up, ladies and gentlemen. So Pope Leo could be the key to UFO disclosure, ex-Vatican advisor says. A former advisor to the Vatican believes a newly elected Pope Leo will lead the Catholic Church in disclosing information about extraterrestrial life, potentially transforming humanity's understanding of it. Another publication. Yeah, that's a part of the same one. And then I think he's going to be the disclosure pope, right? It ain't no think. He is going to be the disclosure pope because according to the prophecy of popes in 2027, that's going to be when the world ends. And that's also the same year, the same damn year where you're going to have a solar eclipse for 6 minutes. But how you know that that solar eclipse for 6 minutes is not actually the alien probe that's going to be sitting over our planet that is also equated to the movie The Day the Earth Stood Still, right? Like I said, everything's inside the movies. You cannot make this up. And then it says UAP whistleblower did everything right, but he did not get support of Jeremy Corbell. The church's revelation will come in the same way that we are going to have a disclosure of what the American government knows about this in the next handful of years. So, like I said, full disclosure is coming up, baby. And it's one of those things where you got to get your mind, you know, you have to process it. Because like I said, they've been driving Jesus, 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 Jesus inside your damn skull for so long. But now when you about 40, 50 years old, when the truth come out, you know what I'm saying? You ain't going to know how to deal with it, right? Because the house of cards is falling, right? And so this is why people like me, you know, and everybody who is propagating truth online, making posts about what's taking place on the planet, we're going to break your reality, right? We're going to break your reality because we've been telling the truth the whole time, but you perceived us as crazy. You perceived Dr. Malachi Z. York as crazy. It's like, what's that one movie, V for Vendetta, talking about remember the 5th of November or the 4th of November, one of the two. So November is a critical month. You got to pay attention to November. Now, everything that Dr. Malachi Z. York been talking about in this public, so the same thing takes place. So the perception of art imitates reality. So Dr. York, he was getting downloads, and he put those downloads inside of his book. And what he showed you was a cylindrical craft that looks just like the three-hour atlas. Mind you, Dr. York, he put out this book around the year of like maybe 1999, year 2000, the Holy Tablets. And look, direct emulation. You can't make this up. Everybody in the chat put Dr. York was right and share this video. Matter of fact, and then you got this. This is Nibiru, right? What we call the mothership. So let me turn this picture. So what you're looking at, right? One thing you got to understand about real UFOs. Real UFOs operate on crystal technology. This is why they have, you know, many different forms of color spectrums, because the color spectrum in itself coincides with, you know, the photon-like spectrum that is within the firmament. So it's able to extract the energy from a magnetic force. And the magnetic force in itself has a magnetic conductor that gives a power to the antenna on top of the mothership. So it operates on crystal technology that creates a hologram beam. So it's able to suck up intrinsic energy by way of oscillating energy, which is electrical energy that moves off ether. That's how spaceships and everything move. They move off the vibrational octave vibrations of ether. It has an ethereal energy. This is why sometimes when you see pictures of Dr. York, he's showing you playing a flute, the same flute that the Green Ranger on Power Rangers used to play. Because one thing you got to understand about ethereal energy in itself has the ability to basically manipulate the space-time continuum. It has the ability to manipulate physical matter. So that's why I said anything that's connected to a form of crystal technology and magnetic force and magnetic conductors, it has a form of ethereal energy. It can manipulate everything in a simulation just based off vibration of what we call psychotronic magic. So, hold on. So everything that you see, like I said, a perception of art imitates reality. So what you're looking at right here is Nibiru of what we call the Great Destroyer, or what we call Nibara when you get into ancient Proto-Semitic language. So what you're looking at right here, this is what some people perceive it as the purification sun, the red star Kachina, which is also known as the great purifier, the cleanser. So sometimes when you see Nibiru, you also see the sun looking like this, right? Direct emulation. You see how it is that has the sapphire and the ruby stone superconductor here in the middle, right there. And then just like, you know, how spaceships is able to operate, you have an emerald that sits in the middle of the starship. Just like we have an emerald energy that sits at the apex of our macabre of what we call the heart chakra. Same thing translates, because we're basically a microcosm of the macrocosm. We're an emulation of everything as far as that was created by the supreme architects of the universe. So when you're looking at this right here, this is the sun. A lot of times the sun be so heavy it turns red because it's vibrating on the magnetic conductors. It's pulling on the energy. So it's not a coincidence that this cylindrical probe that they've been talking about, the three-eye atlas, is showing you a direct emulation of it inside Dr. Malachi York's publication right here. Same thing with this. Nibiru is in some of the esoterics, they equate Nibiru to a sun. And that sun is the red star Kachina, the great purifier. So now I'm gonna show you another video. You can't make this stuff up, man. Like, cause it's gonna get very tricky out here. It's gonna get really critical and it's gonna get very serious. And a lot of people ain't gonna be laughing. A lot of people ain't gonna be laughing in the next, you know, year, next 2 or 3 years, year or whatever. In between now and 2030, a lot of people ain't gonna be laughing, I'll tell you that much. Watch. So I'm gonna play this video. You can't make this stuff up, man. They putting it out in your face. So I'm gonna play this video. Listen very closely to what he's saying. I'm gonna play it about 2 times so everybody can absorb and, you know, and fathom the information that he's basically extrapolating.
You guys are not gonna believe this. When I first saw it, it blew my mind. We are literally living in the last seconds. There is a broadcast out right now stating what to do if you hear the trumpets blow. Basically, if you're...
Now, they even talk about that in the book of Revelations. I even talk about that in the last transmission of El's Holy and Jill, talking about the transliteration of the book of Revelation. It talks about the trumpets, right? And you also got... You can't negate that Donald Trump is actually the last president. That is also equated to the trumpets. The trumpets is playing. And that's what is going to be demonstrating in this video. There's a broadcast that came out, I think it's over in Mexico, and it's talking about when you hear trumpets, don't go towards the trumpets and try to look for it. I'm going to just play the video. I'm going to replay it.
You guys are not going to believe this. When I first saw it, it blew my mind.
But a lot of you are not going to hear it because you have too many parasites in your neurological functions. You have too many parasites inside of your genetic format. Many are called, only few are chosen. So everybody not going to be able to hear the trumpet that he's basically talking about in this video.
What to do if you hear the trumpets blow. Basically, if you're left behind. Check it out for yourself.
If you are among the first to hear it, move away from other people. Do not talk to anyone who claims to have understood the message. If meaningless phrases begin to be repeated in a low voice or in sync, leave that area immediately. Do not follow anyone who moves toward the source of the sound. They no longer respond. If your house begins to shake slightly or the lights dim, find a place without windows and remain silent. Do not respond to any calls from outside, even if you recognize the voice, especially if it comes from above. After the third trumpet, the sound becomes internal. Some begin to hear it inside their skull. If that...
Now, this is what I call psychotronic magic. They have the ability to manipulate human perception by way of the neurological functions with brain mapping technology that came from DARPA, which is the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency. They can put frequencies in your head and activate the parasites, and the parasites in itself can make it seem like somebody's talking to you. So that little voice in your head sometimes is not coming from the angels or the heavens or the ancestors. It's that motherfucking parasite inside your brain because you ate that pork steak last week, right? So that's why I said, as we get through the Great Awakening process, you have to speed up your vibration. How you speed up your vibration is called fasting. That's why they call it fast, because when you fast, like you're running, it speeds up your vibration. That's what fasting is used for, right? Why you think, when you look at the word Ramadan, you got the word Ra when you look at the prefix, because Ra is equated to the sun, because the sun has the ability to speed up your vibration to basically extract the parasites from your physiology to where you can get real downloads and real messages from the Most High, to where you're not a victim of psychotronic magic that's happening by the deep state shadow government. That's the difference. That's how you're going to know if you've chosen, right? You're getting those real downloads. You're hearing the real trumpets, right? I'm going to keep playing a video. I'm going to go back a little bit.
Trumpet, the sound becomes internal. Some begin to hear it inside their skull. If that happens, write down what you hear and burn the paper without reading it. Don't share it. Don't say it. The signal seeks to replicate itself. Remain silent. Remain in the shadows. Don't pray. Don't look to the sky. Don't respond to the sound. Trumpets don't announce anyone's arrival. They are the warning that he is already here.
Now, what?
Remember I told y'all about the video about the final sacrifice. Y'all think this shit is a joke. Y'all think I'll be on here just talking. There's going to be a smorgasbord event by the year of 2030, right? Why are they putting all this stuff out right now? Because like I said, they're gearing up for it right now. There's going to be a smorgasbord event. It's not one of those things where if you believe aliens are real, you can't negate that they have the technology they can create extraterrestrials by way of hybridization and genetic modification. You can create anything on this planet, right? Because it operates in the realm of probability. The realm of probability means that if you can think of the damn thing, it actually exists in a different dimension, and you can pull it in by way of psychotronic magic, by way of scissorcism, symbolism. You can do all types of things to where you can bring entities here. So like I said, people have to start waking up, because like I said, it's going to get tricky, it's going to get critical, and it's going to get scary. So it's not going to get scary to those who've been doing the work, doing the shadow work, eradicating their perception of fear, right? So like I said, salute to everybody in the chat who's been working on themselves, right, to prepare for what is to come. Because like I said, the media is preparing you, but they're giving you misinformation. That's how you know they deal with false light. See, one thing you got to understand about demons, demons don't dwell in the darkness. They dwell in the false light. And the false light plays both sides. So that means that they have to give you truth and lie at the same time to keep you in a state of confusion.
One's arrival. They are the warning that he is already here.
What in the world did we just witness? You gotta be kidding me. You heard it yourself. All I can say is, get your heart right with God, and you won't have to worry about it. See you guys in the clouds.
I'm gonna play.
Write down what you hear and burn the paper without reading it. Don't share it. Don't say it. The signal seeks to replicate itself. Remain silent. Remain in the shadows. Don't pray. Don't look to the sky. Don't respond to the sound. Trumpets don't announce anyone's arrival. They are the
Or when you're talking about people who have the demon face syndrome. You can't forget about this stuff. See, it be so much shit going on that people be forgetting. You forgot about the demon face. You forgot about that conference that the Vatican had talking about apparitions. A lot of people be forgetting shit. People forgetting about those solar eclipses. Everything that happens translates to what's taking place right now. You got to understand that. Everybody put the rice bowls in the chat. Put those rice bowls in the chat because we cooking up information. We cooking up the truth of the golden age. And for those who don't know, the reason we putting the rice bowls in the chat is because my last name is Rice. So that's my energy to unlock and unravel, you know, different things in our processing system when you're talking about mind science technology. We have the ability to connect with the source and get messages and vision when you're talking about one of the first resets, right? So you have half of Tiamat called Ki, which is Ka, planet Earth, broke off in half when you had Nibiru in our solar system, which is also known as Wormwood of the Bible or the Great Destroyer. So the G-force, electromagnetic, you know, force and radiation, it basically extracted plutonium bombs and comets and broke planet off, Earth and off in half, right? So this is what you see. You see the comets right here going to the north wind and extracting and breaking planet Earth off in half. Because this was the original moon. The original moon, what you see right here, was tether connected to planet Tiamat or planet Ka. And once it broke off in half, that's when Sheski, King Gu, it went inside the Milky Way star constellation. So this, no, matter of fact, sorry about that. King Gu is actually the sleep spell moon. But we had an original moon that was connected to it. It's not in this diagram of what you see, but Sheski is King Gu. This is the sleep spell moon. This is the moon that was told into our solar system by Draconian reptilians of what we call archons. This is the patriarchal moon that creates the illusion of physical matter. So this is the moon that controls the corporate apparatus because this moon is the external hard drive of the planet Earth that is connected to Saturn. But Nibiru, right here, broke the planet off due to the extraction of plutonium bombs of comets, broke the planet off in half. And this is where it got mended back together. Let me turn it around. As you can see right here, you can see planet Earth with a little incision right here. So that means that it went through a revitalization process because I told you that Nibiru Wormwood is actually a rogue planet. A rogue planet has its own autonomous ecological system and it has its own solar system. So it shot a sun that came from the Boss Cluster, the 19th galaxy, which is outside of, way beyond the ice wall, outside of the firmament. One of the suns they took, they put it inside planet Earth, which is also known as the Black Sun today. So the Black Sun was projected from planet Nibiru, where the Grand Canyon is at, and it healed the planet right back, you know, back, it healed back together, basically. Of what you see right here in the diagram. Now, this is, you know, the main reason why, you know, stuff like this is happening. More than 150 million under heat alerts as temperature soars. It's going to get hotter on the planet. That's because the G-force, the electromagnetism from Nibiru, the cylindrical craft, whatever you want to call it, it's coming here, right? Because I told you it's a rogue planet that has its own autonomous solar system. So that means that that planet is coming with maybe two or three different suns. All coincides with the Hopi mythology and the Hopi prophecy. The red star and the blue star Kachina harmonizing with our yellow sun, right? There's a reason why, even when you look at the movies, there's a reason why you got Sonic, then you got Knuckles, and then I forgot the other guy's name. He's orange. Those are the emulations of the three suns right there. They put it in your face every time since you was a kid. But I'm going to show you another video here in a second. Because a lot of people, like I said, they think this shit is fake. They think this is everything that's taking place on the planet right now is all, it's a conspiracy, it's not real. But that's the one thing about me, I'm going to pull them receipts up. And I'm going to make you you know what I'm saying? The receipts in itself is going to break your mind. It's going to break your indoctrination, right? In this video right here, I'm going to show you, it's a guy. He said that he's seen a guy falling from the sky. He didn't see him falling from the sky. He just appeared out of thin air like he came from a portal, and he started running. I'm going to play the video. Listen closely. And if you ain't got your captions on, put the captions on.
Appeared in the middle of the street. A nigga just appeared in the middle of the street, man, and was running, man. He didn't come out of no building. He didn't run from this way or for that way. That nigga just appeared in the middle of the street and started running. Man, I never seen no shit like this in my life.
You seen him, then we know we not bugging out together.
That's a fact, B. And we saw the same shit. He didn't come out of nothing. That's a fact. And that nigga just popped in the middle of the street running, man. He dropped from the sky. A nigga just appeared.
Exactly. You can't make this up, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot make this up. Because the ancient ones are here. The return of the Anunnaki. They're here. They're here. But like I said, a lot of people is not going to make it to the hereafter because they're stuck mentally. They're trapped in a recursive trauma loop. They're trapped. So now, even when in the Bible, it tells you in the book of Deuteronomy, it talks about how you have Nephilim. Now, those Nephilim, you know, they were giants. Right? The Anunnaki, they were giant, is 9 cubits of a man. And 1 cubit of a man is 18 inches. So you take 18 times 9, you get 162 inches divided by 12, you get 13.5 feet. That was the height of the Nephilim. That is the height of some of these Anunnaki. They might be bigger than that as well, right? That's because you had an Omicron-based atmosphere that gave an influx of hydrogen to the atmosphere.